This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Shiawassee County, Pleasant View, Shiawassee County Medical Care Facility. Patient first name is Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N. Last name is Louch, L-O-U-C-H. Date of birth is 12/24/1926. Date of evaluation is 8/22/23. HPI history page complaint, psychiatric evaluation to assess patient's capacity to make informed medical decisions. History of present illness is 96 years old female who was admitted to this facility on 5/8/2023. Patient's chart indicates history of fall and fracture, history of osteoporosis, hypertension, vitamin D deficiency, congestive heart failure, protein calorie malnutrition, age-related macular degeneration, peripheral vascular disease, history of TIA, period. Patient was present during my evaluation. She minimized any feelings of sadness, depression. She reports that her sleep and appetite is fair. Period, no thoughts of harm to self or others. Patient reports that she does go to activities. Period, she denies any paranoia, delusional thinking, or hallucinations. Period, she acknowledged getting forgetful, which seems to be getting worse. Period, I did MoCA testing. Period, patient scored 23 out of 30. Which is reflective of dementia. Period, patient was not aware of her current medications and shows limited insight. Next paragraph, I also spoke to patient's son, Brian, and daughter-in-law who were visiting. Period, son reports progressive decline in patient's cognitive functioning, comma, physical functioning, and history of falls. Period, son expressed concerns regarding patient's ability to live independently. Your son believes that patient's memory impairment has progressively gotten worse. Next paragraph. Under review of history, the average C medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, psychiatric mental sense examination. Blood pressure 120 over 78, pulse 80, respiration 16. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed, demeanor cooperative, pleasant, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech clear. Mood, euthymic, thought process, periods of confusion, associations, normal thought content, no thoughts of harm to self, others, perceptual disturbances, denied, level of consciousness, alert, oriented to person, with a normal and place with a normal memory, recent impaired, remote, intact, attention, fair language with a normal fund of knowledge, fair judgment and insight limited. Under gait and station, change that to change that from lying in bed to a patient sitting in a wheelchair. Next paragraph, medications. Under current medication, MAR reviewed, no psychotropic medications. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans, unspecified dementia, unspecified severity without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance, and anxiety of 0.390. Next paragraph, number two. Alzheimer's disease related onset, G30.1. Next paragraph. Disposition. Notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph. Patient does show evidence of cognitive impairment, poor short-term memory, limited insight, and has had several falls and general physical and cognitive decline. Period. She does seem to lack capacity to make informed medical decisions. Period. Consider activation of power of attorney. Procedure code 99305, end of dictation.